Well, I suppose you want to know what's new.
Yes. When you mention a new operation, who was it, what was it, and what did you find?
Well, it was just done a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman in his 60s with an object in the knee. And he had quite a good history of abduction experiences. Those types that are described by Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs almost right down to the T. He even had a memory that one morning he woke up in bed after having a very strange dream and found a drop of blood on his knee.
Hmm.
So he looked and he didn't find any injury. There wasn't any portal of entry, and he couldn't find any irritation. The skin wasn't a different color. There was no sign of an obvious scar. So,
but there was a fresh drop of blood.
A fresh drop of blood. So he wiped it off and wondered what was going on. Well, he began to have a little discomfort, superficial discomfort in the knee. And by the time he finally contacted me, which was some years after this happened, he was having some difficulty in the superficial skin because as you move the knee, of course, the skin and the tissues underneath move. So every time he moved the knee, he would have some discomfort. So he contacted me, and he was one of the few individuals who was already prepared.
Because, you mean psychologically?
No, he was prepared physically because he had looked at my website.
He knew what to do.
He knew what to do. So upon initial telephone contact, when I asked him, which I usually do, of patients who think they may have an object in your body, do you have an x-ray? He said, yes. I not only have an x-ray, but I also have an MRI.
And you're saying, thank you.
So, absolutely. Thank you so much. Please send them to me. I gave him the address, and he was very compliant. Sent them along, and we took them to our radiologist who looked at it and said, yes, there is a definitive object, and told us where in the knee that it was. So one of the suggestions that was made.
And how deeply embedded was it?
We couldn't tell from the initial x-ray just how deep it was because an x-ray projects the object. So it could be at any level in any area.
So it was just one x-ray from one angle.
It was two angles, which showed that there was an object there, but you can't say exactly what its placement is because the x-ray beam itself projects it into the tissue farther than it is.
Well, how do you get something like that, Roger?
Well, what
dig away at the knee?
I hope not, George. I hope not, George. You remember that show, of course.
You're scaring me.
So what we did was we asked him to get a CAT scan done. Now, a CAT scan is different because it can pinpoint the exact area and the measurement of the object right down to a gnat piece of a millimeter.
Okay.
So we did that, and he was very compliant, had the CAT scan done. He sent us the CAT scan. The gentleman lives in Colorado but has relatives and a mother who live in San Diego. We sent him in the interim a whole packet full of questions, which is part of our routine criteria and protocols. And then we graded the possibility of whether he was an abductee, and he came out.
How big was the object?
The object was about a little over a centimeter in length and about maybe as thick as a pencil lead.
That's large.
Yeah, it was a pretty good size object. So we got the grading done, and that showed us that he had about a 63% possibility of actually being an abductee. So here's a pretty good chance that the guy is telling you a true story of his involvement. Mm-hmm. He had a number of different incidents which he remembered consciously. We don't allow these individuals to undergo hypnotic regression prior to having a surgical procedure done, basically because we don't want the criticism that, oh, you guys put, you know, crazy ideas into the guy's head.
You're leading him.
leading him, whatever. So we try and do this as scientifically as possible, because as you know, I'm just the messenger. If you don't like the message, don't kill the messenger. So we did all that, and then we got him to come back to California. He came up for an initial interview. And at the time he came up, we did a number of superficial examinations using, one, a Gauss meter, in which we got a 4 milligauss field coming out of the area. And then we used a radio frequency detector lock, and we also detected a radio frequency.
Like an RFID chip.
Right. So we wrote down it's a complex megahertz frequency, which I did not bring. Mm-hmm. I knew you would ask.
So when you ping it, it pings back.
Yeah. So with this data and with the photographic and other data that we had, we went on and we went ahead and scheduled the surgery. Now, one of the things that we were lacking for this particular case is the ability to go ahead and do this definitively without using an expensive assisted device called a C-arm. So we had to figure out a way without doing what you were suggested doing before, digging a hole in this man, looking at it for an extended period of
ruining his knee.
So we came up with a joint idea between the surgeon, the radiologist, and myself that right prior to the surgery, we're going to send him back to X-ray, and we'll do a limited CAT scan in which the radiologist will mark the exact
where it is.
Area
yeah.
where it is.
So that will be done?
That was done.
Was done.
And then he immediately went from there. We went into surgery.
So you did get it.
We got it. We took it out. And
what does it look like?
And what is it?
It looked exactly like the other five rods that I had taken out, which were little metallic rods covered with this very strange gray biological coating.
And you have no idea what they are?
We know what they're made of. We have a theory as to what they could possibly be and what they do.
What's the theory?
The theory is that they are devices for gaining information that has something to do with the human body. They're not tracking devices. They're not behavioral altering devices, but it's a device for learning something that's going on in the body.
Maybe environmental change and they want to monitor something?
It's possible that they are devices for environmental change, but my particular pet theory, based on what we've learned from children today, some people call them millennium children, star children, indigo children. I think that the human race is undergoing possibly a mass genetic manipulation. These devices will tell somebody, some intelligence, what progress has been made along those lines.